my number?
Yeah, Mark gave me your number.
Okay, is he in the, is he advertising through you?
No, he's not. And I think the reason he gave us your number, Mark's not using any services. He didn't have a Google business profile either. But yeah, he said that you might be interested.
Hi, David. My name is Laura. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. I'm one of the account specialists here getting on the line. Did you have a question that I can answer for you?
No, I'm here to listen.
Okay, perfect. Glad to hear that. How are you doing today, by the way?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Another day. I'm glad it's a Friday. Yes. And I see with your business, I mean, you have quite some time, right? It's been 30 years?
Yeah, up in there. A little longer.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so far?
Life's good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. What do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Just word of mouth or pass out cards.
Oh, got it. Okay. And that's brought you in a steady flow of work so far?
It does okay. It's slow, but I'm getting older, retiring, so it's, you know, slow's okay.
Got it. Okay.
Always like plenty of calls work, you know.
Well, let me ask you. It's a new year. So with a new year comes new goals. What are your plans for your business this year? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, let me ask you this. Let's get back
to the pricing. Of
course.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
I'm curious on pricing, you know.
Sure. So let me, okay, so I want to make sure I give you the best pricing and offer you the best product. I do see here mile radius, you go out just 10 miles. Is that correct?
That's about it. Yep.
Okay. And then I did pull up a Facebook page. How do you feel about social media? Is it working for you?
I throw a little out there once in a while, but it doesn't do me much. Or social media doesn't seem to be, you know. I personally not out there far enough. And I don't know how to expand it out. You know,
okay.
I guess when I put it on media, it's just, you know, friends and, you know, just local, you know, friends. And if they don't, so I'm not good at it.
Okay. What I would recommend for you is going to be our local package, because that's perfect for the mile radius that you have. And that's first page placement on Google. Now, the first thing that we're going to want to do is get you listed for the keywords, the jobs that you do offer. So, and the nice thing about our services as well is that they are exclusive, which means that as soon as we start working with you, we close out the category, so we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. And they're going to go directly to you through that keyword search. So, let me ask you, what jobs do you want to be found for?
Trees and stumps. That's about it.
Okay, that's basic enough. So the way that it's going to work, anytime somebody in your area looks up, trees, stump removal, we probably don't do much of that, right? Like cutting branches and, or do you climb up on those big old trees and do that?
I do trims, removals, and the stumps.
Nice. Okay. So anytime somebody searches for one of those keywords, that's when your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google, and it's going to be where that local map section is. We're going to do the same thing for you on Bing as well, which is another heavily used search engine. I did look up your company on Facebook, and I wasn't able to pull up a website. It looks like it's already been expired on GoDaddy. Yeah. So we'll also do a website for you, because it'll be your landing page where your clients are going to be able to, you know, see the work that you've done, get in contact with you, all of that good stuff. You do receive a dashboard that tracks everything as well. It's going to show you how many people are looking for you in your area, clicks, calls, all that. Now, pricing-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. We don't charge you per call or per click. It's just one flat rate of $199 a month.
I got you. And let me ask you this, y'all don't put, the last company wanted to put their phone number up there so they could track my calls and blah, blah, blah. And they advertised their number instead of my number. Knock down, drag up. They'd take it down. They'd put it back up. They'd take it down. They'd put it back up.
Oh.
I don't want to go through that. Don't need another phone number.
No. Absolutely.
Track the number of calls, and I'm like, I don't want you to track the calls. I don't, you know, if I'm getting a service out of it, I'll keep paying. If I'm not getting a service that I need, I'll stop it. But, you know, I don't need anyone, you know, any other number, someone else, everybody, you know, everybody remembers someone else's number instead of mine.
Yes. So a call tracking feature is an option, but it's not needed. So if you don't want it, we just don't do it. We put just your phone number. It's easy.
Yeah.
That's okay. It shouldn't have been a complicated process for the other company either. I'm sorry that you had a bad experience. But no, with us, we ask you if you want to do that because some people don't like, you know, they're barely coming up and everybody has their reasons of how they want their campaign to look. But, no, absolutely not. Your phone number is the one that we're going to put up there. That's how they're going to contact you, especially because they've known your phone number for so long. You know, why would you want to put another number up there? No sense.
Right. And let me ask you this. Who all do y'all go through besides Bing? You know, when you look up someone's tree service and you see at the top, you know, who all's putting it out there? Because, you know, when I went through Thrive, they'd put it out there and I'd have Google and Bing, all of them called me up. Everybody wants money. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I paid this one that's doing all this. And all the rest of them were saying that they contracts with me. And I'm like, I don't have a contract.
Oh. Yeah, no.
You know, Google, they want to keep calling every other day. Your Google listing, we're going to drop you if you don't you know, contact us. Through Google, so I don't know why, you know, because when you put it up there, they know, everyone out there knows, so they all start calling when you know.
Correct. So the ones that we typically focus on are going to be Google, Bing. If you need a Yelp page, we can make one for you as well, and Facebook, which you already have Facebook, so that's great. Now, we don't deal with the other directories. You're already on there anyways, and the reason why is because of what you're saying is it created a lot of junk for our customers. Now, the way that I set up your account, I'm going to set it up by putting a security question in there. So pretty much the way that it works is that if you receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to us, the way you're going to know is by asking that security question. Or by us asking you that security question. That's how you know it's us calling you. So we do set up your account with that security so you don't have to pay attention to any other noise going on in the background with the other companies or whoever's calling you. We're going to be taking care of it, and it's just going to be us.
The real yellow pages, there's like 90 real yellow pages out there. They got YP, they got DEP, they got, YP 365, and they got the... And all of them claim to be the real Yellow Pages. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Those are just all the different directories.
And a U.S. directory. Yeah. They snuck it in there. And the next thing you know, they're getting shit off my credit card. And I'm like,
Oh, my gosh. You
know? And it's brutal there. That's why I'm kind of rude with most people because it's just so – I've done this so long. It's just – it's not – right. Yeah, the worst part of everything, all my listings that you put out there, the edit part. Anybody can take over your business. Anybody. I can take over anyone's business I want. It says edit. If this is your business, claim it. Well, I can go claim all their businesses and shut them down, and by the time they catch on to it, you know, it takes a few months. Because that's what happened to me. Somebody went and they put on them old red letters, closed permanently. And I didn't know, I don't look my, and it killed my business for like a year. And, you know, of course, Thrive said that they didn't do it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, right when I was talking to them, that after I got everything straight, I had to go to their department and just do an okay. It wasn't supposed to cost nothing, but they wanted $5. All they got was my credit card number. You know, and Thrive's been around for a while. You know? But,
yeah.
But I think that how U.S. agencies jumped in there and got it, I don't know. But they just started doing it. All of a sudden, it was the same phone call the same day. It was too coincidental.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just like, don't be kidding. You know, y'all trying to tag team me and close my business down for, I don't know how they do that. But it took me a long time to tell my customers I'm still in business. And to get back
wow.
out there to get that, take it down. And I've had a very, very bad time with the internet. I miss the phone book, you know?
Easy and simple, huh?
This internet, there's so many scam artists out there. I don't know who's who. I just, you know.
Yeah.
I can't go into the game, and it's just, it's a dirty, rotten game, and I don't play all that, you know? I mean, I'm just... you know, I've done this for actually like 43 years. I've been doing all this, and it's just, you know, off and on. And yeah, I just, I'm having a rough.
Well, I do.
Trusting people.
And I completely get what you're saying. And I'm glad you did tell me that. This is the cell phone that we're speaking on, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to send you over a link right now, and that link is going to take you, it takes you directly into Google, and if you click on it, it takes you, it shows you our company info, our certification with Google. We've been around already for 19 years, it was this past December, and we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So that is how we can get your results, and we can get your results fairly quickly, is by having that certification. So, I hear you. You had.
Well, does that mean Google won't call me 10 times a day? Want me to upgrade my Google listing?
No. So that's the thing. Google wasn't. So let me kind of explain it a little bit. So it wasn't Google that was calling you. It was either third-party companies that were calling you, that were trying to take money out of you. So that's why when we set up your account, we set up your account with that security question. Because if there are scammers out there, they're not going to know your actual personal account information unless they are calling from our company. And we're never going to call you and tell you, you need to pay more, you need to pay more, you need to pay more. Unless, of course,
right.
you want to add more services. So that's
right.
not something that you're going to need to worry with us. We set up that security question, and all you have to be worried about is when someone calls you, I just ask them, and if they stay there from us, that what is my security question? And if they can't answer
right.
you that question, then just hang up.
Yep.
Just hang up.
Pretty
Don't...
much on my own. I've done that for years, and I've caught a lot of them. You know, they'll call up, oh, hey, Dave, I'm still here. I'm like, I don't know you, and you know I don't know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm kind of catching on to it, but, you know, they had some, it's
no, and that's good. I understand that. Trust me. I understand. Now, David, based off of everything, you know, that I did go over with you, I mean, how does everything sound for you? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
It sounds good. I want to take your name and number down, and I, you know, I want to look a little bit. I do my little investigation before I can call and give you a yes or no.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, let's do this because I do have, I'm going to text you over our company info right now so we can go over that together. So let me get there. Okay, I'm going to send it to you through text, and then let me know when you are able
it's
to open
link,
it up.
Because I'm scared to death to click on links. I just click on any link. I know I'm super paranoid, but good gosh, you click on one link, it'll ruin the rest of your life. You know?
I understand. When I get
a link and I won't click on it.
I do the same thing. When I receive links, I do text the person back and I'm like, wait, is this safe or is this spam?
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll have to tell me it's safe. So the link that I did send you a link. It's to our website. It's our pricing page. Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, are you comfortable opening it up?
I probably would be. I mean, it just depends. I hate doing anything new. I don't know y'all, and I just don't understand. You know, I'd like to check it out and see.
So how about if we do this then?
Close to retired. I like doing my trees. I enjoy doing it. And it's not like I'm not one of the big companies out there that go out and just kills them dead and can afford a $2,000 a month, you know, super ad, you know, but
yeah,
you got to be out there to make, it takes money to make money, but you know, I just don't want to spend as much as I make because I'm not out there pounding it every day. So, you know, I'm just trying to, the smart way, you know, just enough calls to, you know, the more calls, the better. But some companies were trying to give me, you know, I was getting calls 100 miles away, 200 miles away, and I'm like, I'm never going to go there. I don't want those calls. You know, they just try to make a call back. Good. I don't care to go no further than 20. 20 miles is my maximum. You know, 10 miles is my comfort. And that's where I normally stay, within 10 miles of here.
And that's actually what we would be targeting, but I wanted to show you some of our company information. So if you don't want to click on the link, that is okay. We have another way around it. If you can click, if you can go on Google through your phone, and if you can look up our company name, which is local, like local newspaper, and then splash, like a splash of water. So it's Local Splash. And let me know when, perfect, let me know. Let me know when you're able to pull that up. It's going to give you a few different options on the internet. One of them is going to be pricing. If you can click on that, and then let me know when you're on our site.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Laura. It's L-A-U-R-A.
And you're local, or you're, where are you from? Where are you at?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. So if you look us up on the map, if you look us up on the map, you'll see Google right behind us.
Local Splash. Okay.
And it has, are you on our main page or did you click on pricing by any chance?
I was clicking on reviews.
Okay.
I dove straight into reviews.
I understand. In all fairness, we can't make everybody happy.
I know, but you can tell by the I'm out, you know, sometimes you can hear that they
exactly.
are the same thing, or, you know, if there's just a buttload of them, or, you know.
Now, just so you are aware as well, just, you know, for us to keep our partnership with Google, we do have to perform well, and that's by making sure that you do get on that first page placement, that you are getting a good return of investment. We do have to provide you certain results. That's how we do have that certification with Google as well.
Yep. See, pricing $199 a month.
Yes, your pricing that with the discounts that we're offering you, it's $199 a month. Yeah.
And growth of $1,500 monthly. What the heck is this? Marketing packages. Different packages.
Mm-hmm.
$1,500 down to me.
Yeah. Yeah. The pricing is different online. I want you to know that as well. It is higher if you actually purchase it through our website. Since I'm having the conversation with you, you know, based off of their mile radius, what we can do for you, and the discount, of course, I can waive your setup fee. You don't have to worry about that. That's what we got in there going for you.
Y'all don't do phone books, huh?
No, no, we don't do phone books.
I know they're
old,
they're antique, they don't even pass them out anymore. I was just curious.
But you know what? The good thing about our rate as well is that you're always going to be paying the discounted rate. So the cost is never going to change. It's never going to go up. And also, since you are coming in at a discounted rate, if you choose to do any other packages in the future, you'll also get those at a discounted rate because you do receive a credit for them. So it is a very good spot that we're putting you in.
Gotcha. And
mm-hmm.
6 month minimum commitment?
No. So there is no contract. So it's a month-to-month service. Now, we do ask that you give us at least 2 months so we can show you what we can do. Now, what we're looking for with you is, of course, a long-term relationship because we want to show you that we're bringing in work. Obviously, you're not going to want to keep us if we're not doing anything for you, right?
If I'm getting the calls, y'all getting the money. If I'm not getting the calls, and I know there's slip times and all that.
Exactly.
But, you know,
that is exactly what we're looking for. A long-term relationship with you.
43 years of being in this and knowing all the people I know, and I can tell by when they get calls and calls and calls and calls, and I'm not getting any. I'm like, what the heck's going on? Why are y'all getting the calls and I'm not? Because I got, you know, I've been here a long time. I got plenty of, you know, word of mouth.
So it seems that you know exactly everything that I'm talking about. I mean, let us show you what we're made of then. I mean, will you give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
It sounds pretty good. $200 a month, not too bad.
Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, you know. Usually, you get a call, it'll pay for it, but, you know, you got to
exactly.
It doesn't that way, but, you know,
exactly.
two calls a week's better than, you know, I mean, that's just, I don't need 100 calls a week, but it's nice if they're all local, but, you know, picky and choosy, it's, you know, the big companies, they take it all, they mow everything down, but I do the little stuff they don't like to do. They usually like the bigger ones, and which I have no problem with. But I'm set up good for all the little stuff, too.
And that's exactly what we're going to do for you. We're going to have you get called for those services that you want to be found for. And I'm going to make sure I have all of your account information correct as well. David, I have the spelling of your first name, David. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, David. And what is your last name?
Finley, Findley.
Findley, perfect. And what is your email address?
The Finn.
@yahoo.com. I love that.
I worked offshore for years, and they all called me the Finn. Instead of Finley.
You know, that's a great last name and nickname for it. I love it.
I've been called that for 40 years. Nothing.
That's nice. I like it. I like it a lot. And then a company name. So I have David's Tree and Stump Servicer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Perfect. And then let me take a look here. For your address, let me get your address real quick, please.
103 Tinsley.
103. And did you say Tinsley?
T-I-N-S-L-E-Y. I believe it's Drive.
Okay.
Belle Chasse, Louisiana.
Okay. All right. I found it. All right. And then I'm assuming your address hidden on your Google business profile. Absolutely. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Probably not. I might put my daughter on there one day. You know, I mean,
okay.
She takes care of my everything, but, you know,
okay.
This part I usually handle.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, we can always add her. That's absolutely not a problem. Okay. And then this is the phone number, of course, that your clients are going to call you on, right? The one that ends in the 4292.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Perfect. And this is, so what's going to happen on your onboarding call? They're going to tell you what keywords are searched the most in the area. So what services do you want to be found for? We did say tree trimming, stump removal, right?
Trees, stump, and I don't usually go for all the other landscaping and all that other weird stuff. It's just, I don't think people would look under landscaping for tree companies. I just don't know, but I can't think of any other ones.
Okay, that's fine. My research team will actually let you know if there's anything else and see if you want to add anything. So that's not a problem. Okay, and then you're off.
I mean, I didn't know if y'all done areas because, you know, I mean, as far as towns, I mean, I'm 10 miles is Maruro. That's included. That's about right.
That's what I was going to put down. So 10-mile radius is absolutely good on your end, right?
Yeah. I would just like the center of it to be like Harvey, even though I'm in Belle Chasse. I'm on the corner of it instead of the middle. The middle of the West Bank. I don't know if you know, the map will show it. It'll be fine.
Okay. That works just fine then. And your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. And the way that it works, they call you within an hour window. What does your availability look like? I have some availability today, Monday, or even Tuesday, if need be.
Oh, to set this up?
Your onboarding call is, they go more into detail about your campaign, make sure everything's set up the way you want it to look, goes over those keywords that are searched the most. So that's pretty much what your onboarding call is about.
Gotcha. They can call today.
Okay. I have...
We're not
open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should be fine today. I'll gives me time to do a little research.
Now the afternoon is okay. Between I can do. Let me see.
I should be here all day. It's raining.
Okay.
I'm not going nowhere.
Okay, so between 3 and 4, your time is okay?
Should be.
Okay, I'll email you over the Google invite for you as well, okay?
Okay,
and all right, let me see. We got that done. We are going to build you a website as well, right?
That's what I was going to ask. Is that included, the website?
Yes.
Or is that more?
It's included. No extra cost.
And then the way y'all advertise, I can't remember the names. They're I know do y'all put my website up when I mean my ad out there? Is it time related? Like last time, I mean that 200 a month is you only get put up at like 2 hours out of the day, and the last time it happened they would put it up at night, not during the day. The big dogs would get it off. They would get it off during the day. They move it around.
No,
we're
actually going to put you on the first page of Google where that local map section is, and it's going to be unlimited calls and unlimited clicks. So the way that it's going to work is we put you right there on that first page where the local map section is. So we're going to be working on the Google Analytics. So it is going to take a max amount of time of those 30 to 45 days to get you actually on that first page. But we're not going to be, like, flipping you around, like, at the way that the ads work. We're going to be maintaining your first page placement spot.
Because when I'd call last time, they'd shuffle me up to the front. And after my call was over and everything's fine, I'd fall back to the last page. And then, you know, you complain, they'll put you in front. And then the next thing you know, you're in the back. And, you know, only the guys with 2,000 a month stay on the front page. You're only 200. So we can only put you up there, you know, an hour out of the day. And they say day and they mean night. And it's just, you know.
Yeah. No. You don't have to worry about that with us. You're good.
You know, I know the front page is hard to get on, but it just depends on whose page. Is it the Yellow page? Is it the Google page? Is it everybody's page? I know I'm asking a lot because I'm not real good with this internet stuff.
No, you're absolutely okay. So you're going to be on Google's first page where the local map section is. So it's going to be those unlimited calls and clicks. Okay. And we're going to be maintaining your spot on there as well, month in and month out. Now, for your website, you do have an option to add payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that?
How would that happen? How does that work?
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on the notes so they can actually tell you exactly, because they have more details on how exactly it works, so you can decide if it's something you would want to add. It's included, so it's no extra cost as well.
If it doesn't sound good, I mean, my customers would have to pay to see my website?
No, to pay for your services. So, for example, if you go remove a stump, instead of receiving a check or cash, they can just go on your website and just pay for the work you did. And then you receive the money that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an option. It's up to you if you want to add it. Now, for your hours of operation, I'm showing right now every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, you can call 24 hours a day. It wouldn't bother me. I mean, it doesn't matter. it's a personal phone, so it's not like, you know, I have a secretary or a receptionist.
Okay.
I don't usually get calls late at night anyway, but if you wanted to put 24 hours, that's fine.
Okay. We'll definitely do that. All right. And then for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. And then is the billing address the 103 Tinsley Drive?
It is.
Perfect. And then this goes back to that security question that we were going over. So you can pick through three security questions. You can answer whatever you'd like, just of course, as long as you remember. You can pick through mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Definitely not going to use my mom's maiden name. That's never going to happen. I don't like date of birth either. I don't like none of them. But
typically, what a lot of my clients will do, they'll pick your first pet's name, and they'll just pick the pet of the name of their pet that they have now, or their most recent one.
It shouldn't really matter, but I'm going to go with blue.
Okay. Blue like the color?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice. Okay. Perfect. So, again, remember every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question. That's how you know it's us. If we don't ask you that security question or we don't know your security question, it's not us calling you. So don't even pay attention to those type of calls. Now, okay. For the card.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. No, you go ahead.
Oh, just saying when they ask for my pet name, I'm not going to be confused, but I'll remember that, I believe.
Okay, good. Just remember the color blue, the sky blue.
Yep.
Okay. And what type of card are you going to use?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay. And then I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
I thought we was going to do this after you said later on today.
Oh, that's your onboarding call. So we're processing everything right now, and your onboarding call is later on today to basically go more into detail. But everything, you're going to receive it right now in writing. You're going to receive everything through text while we're on the phone. So all of that information gets processed for you while we're here.
Gotcha. I didn't even get to look at, you know, y'all or anybody. I mean, I just didn't get to, because like I said, I've never heard of y'all. So, I mean, you put me on the front up there. I can't complain, but I just don't know, you know, just like Google, Bing, all of them's called, and I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
hard.
Well.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Everyone Googles. But when you try and get a hold of Google to get on there, you get 90,000 other people.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense. But why would it, you know, you go with anyone else other than Google? Because everybody Googles everything. Nobody Bings anybody. Nobody all the other ones. But I guess rare ones, when they do, I mean, it's still there. But I'm trying to get straight to my mind. Why wouldn't anyone use anyone else other than Google?
Exactly. you know, I've come across some people that just hate Google. I really have come across people that hate Google. So, I would assume that might be, those type of people, but that's why, you know, we're partnered with Google, and that's why that's, you know, the number one search engine in the world. Like, that's what's going to show you the most results. So, And that's why, you know, that's the package that we're offering you, you know, is that first page placement.
Why go to any other person other than Google? I mean, you know, it's just kind of cuts out, it feels like you need to cut out all the middlemen and go straight to them, but you can't really go straight to them because there's 1,000 middlemen that stay in their Google. So it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's why you want to go through a company that's partnered with Google, like we are. So there's only 40 companies in the United States that are actually partnered with Google, and we are partnered at their highest tier, which is one of the links that I sent you. I know you don't want to open the link, but one of the links that I sent you, if you click on it, it takes you directly into Google's website, and it has our company name there, and it has our certification with them because we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So,
Thrive is in it? You know who Thrive is?
I don't know. Yeah, I know who Thrive is. I've heard of them. I don't know if they are. I've heard some things.
I think their first name was Dext, and then DextYP, and then I don't know. It's Thrive, and I don't know if it's even changed again, but they're the ones that put me in a phone book. I mean, theirs is a cheaper ad. It's, you know, it's only $70 a month, and it puts me in two different phone books and gives me the internet. So, you know, it's an easy way. And I mean, I'm getting a lot of calls off the internet, even though that's as cheap as that is. I mean, it's like, you know, it's well worth it. But I was just, lately I'm not getting calls. I don't know if I'm in there or not, and I would like to step it up. So I'm just.
Yeah. Which is absolutely what we're going to do for you. You know, that's what we're going to do. So we're going to get you out there. You know, it's just give us a chance and we'll prove that to you. You know, it really, exactly. But, so pretty much, you know, I have all of the information. The last thing that we do have to go over is going to be the actual payment, and then I'm going to text you over a YouTube video link, so it shows you how to use your dashboard. You're going to receive your invoice, everything that we went over and that we're going to do for you. You're going to get it in writing as well, and exactly what we're going to charge you, what we will charge you future-wise, which is just that $199. I'm going to go over the voice verification, which will be on a recorded line, and then you get it in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and then I have pretty much everything done. The only thing that I need is your card numbers.
All right, I'm trying to figure out which card I want to use here.
So many to pick from, huh?
Oh, no, I only got two, but I'm just, which way I want to go. I think I'll go with this one. It's Hancock Whitney.
It's Hancock, the name?
Whitney. Yep.
Okay, so let me update that. So, first name Hancock?
Uh-huh.
And last name Whitney?
Yeah, that's the bank, the Visa card that I'm using.
Oh! Okay, okay.
It sounds like
okay.
You changed putting a name. No, it's under my name.
Yeah. Oh, got it. I was about to say, I was going to ask you, is this... Okay.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, no, you're okay. Okay.
And the number?
Give me 1 second. Do you have a middle initial by any chance, or is it just your David Finley on there?
It's just David Finley.
Okay, perfect. I am ready for the card number whenever you are.
4498-2000-0040-8515.
All right, and when is the expiration?
627.
Okay, and then the security code?
627.
All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is going to be on the recorded line. So this is what's going to outline the service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to stop me so I can further explain it to you. But first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
David's Tree and Stump Service.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Finley, owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we do ask you that security question so you know it's us calling you. And we will call you from our office line as well, which is the 877 number. I did send it over to you through text as well. So just save it in your contacts. That's how you know it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Sure.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Don't worry. Everybody has that same question. I don't like the way it's worded either. Basically, it means that you can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing because it does mess up your listing. So if you do start working with another search engine optimization company, we ask that you let us know.
Thrive. They got me in the phone book and they do have me on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Are you, yes, but you stopped working with them already, right?
No, I pay them $70 a month and it keeps me in the phone book and it keeps me online.
Yes. I remember you were telling me on the phone book and online. That is fine. The one that we're talking about is your Google business profile, what puts you on the first page of Google, where that local map section is. So that's...
Oh, I don't know.
That's all good on.
Okay, because uh-huh. Thrive, I mean, I've been with them for years when they were Dext YP and YP and, you know, all the other names they changed into. But they just keep me in the phone book. That's more nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
They do have me on the internet, and I do get calls from them. So just letting you know they are there.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you for letting me know. I'll make sure to get it notated as well. It looks like what they have you on is a directories as well, because I do see you on all those directories, the phone book that we were saying, the white pages. So that's all good on that end. That's not a problem. Now, let me take a look here. Now, for your payment, for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, and that's just going to be on the flat rate of the $199. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews, and it renews each month on the 26th, and it's just going to be for $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So the only thing that we do ask is that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can process and cancel everything. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Sure.
Perfect. So you're going to receive everything through text and also through email. So let me make sure that that gets sent over to you. Now, for point of contact, do you prefer to be reached out through email, text message, phone, or all of them?
Text message and phone, I'll respond to. Emails, I mean, okay. I get them. I'm not big on a lot of emails. I delete most of them online that I go through, but I try to keep those down to a minimum because I can't do 100 emails a day.
No worries. I'll get all that notated as well. So it looks like everything is being, let me make sure that you are receiving everything. All right, let me see. Okay.
I mean, it's January, February, March. Yeah, we'll see this season's coming up. This phone starts ringing around February and March.
That's exactly the perfect timing as well for you, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if the calls start rolling in, y'all have me as a customer forever, you know?
And I'm definitely excited about that. Okay, perfect. So it looks like everything went through. Can you please make sure that you did receive the text message where it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It has a copy of your invoice there.
Wait, Hancock Whitney, did you make this purchase? $199. Okay. No word. Hancock sent me a thing. Cool.
They're verifying, which is good.
Add to Laura at 877.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the one you... Yeah, you should also receive the one with the invoice. But it's another link as well. So... I would recommend, I know that you're a little hesitant with the links, which is absolutely fine. The terms and conditions, we do go over them with you as well. But if you want to take your time to actually take a look at them, so you can look at all of that, and, you know, see if you want to open the link maybe on a computer, if that makes you feel more comfortable. And, we can just, you know, go from there. But as of right now, everything is processed. So I'm going to set up your call. You're going to receive the email for this as soon as we get off the phone as well. It's going to be between 3 to 4 your time today is when we're going to call you.
Okay.
Now, before we get off the phone, do you...
So I was just logging y'all in. Your phone was there, so I just logged in. Gotcha. Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're good. Now, do you, as of right now, do you have any other questions for me?
I'm sure I do, but I can't think of them.
Okay.
I covered a lot, most of all my troubles. But,
okay, well...
like you said, proof's in the pudding. When I get calls, and then it'll all be good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not impatient, so I do wait a few months, you know.
It's always good to be patient. Yeah, and like I said, a max amount of time will be those 30 to 45 days. But as of right now, you have my contact info. That's my extension. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. But I will give – if it's not me, your onboarding team will call you directly between 3 to 4 o'clock. Okay?
Can do. Sounds good.
All right, David, I'm going to send you over a YouTube link as well. Again, I know how you are with your links. But if you have a chance.
When I know perfect. It's you, I think I'll be okay.
Perfect. Well, I'll speak with you in a few hours, okay? You have a good rest of your day. Well, until then. All right. Thanks so much, David. All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.